host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Hello, Jaquel.
Hello, Dad.
How do you do today?
Doing quite well, thank you. And yourself?
Good.
I'm always waiting to see, you know, how
which
how
dad
you're gonna
which dad is coming
come in on the pod.
It's serious dad for this episode.
Okay.
Serious
last
dad.
Week was a little crazy.
Last week was a little crazy. So this week, you know, we're just staying calm. Collected, have my nice juice here. You see my juice? Yeah, here?
I do. I was noticing that you put ice in your juice.
With the big ice cube.
Right.
I got a big ice cube tray. And listen, the big exciting. Ice cubes are amazing because they don't melt as fast.
Ah, that makes sense.
See, so instead of putting several small ice cubes, we got a little ice lesson here.
Wow, you're getting
you put
very passionate
one large
about this.
Ice cube, and then the orange juice stays cold longer.
You should make a YouTube video on this. I just feel like other people would want to hear your excitement about this topic.
You know, I'm a YouTube star now.
I do know
Did
that.
You know that?
I do know that.
Just a minute. Let me just check here.
But I think your career is over now because you're not making more YouTube videos.
You never know. I could. It could happen.
One could go viral.
Let me just see. One of them did, Jaquel. One of them did. Like one of my sermons has 180 views.
Wow.
But the rest have like 30 to 50. But hey, you know.
Hey.
I'm not sure I'd qualify as a YouTube star quite yet, but you know.
You're getting there.
It could happen.
You're moving up in the world.
Jaquel, what's going on with you, girl?
What's going on with me?
Yeah. Any good food lately?
Yes. I had good food last
night. Oh, yeah. You were at my house the other day.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
that was good. I mean, it was good food.
And it's true. I do eat good food every time I am at your house.
It's true.
You made some nice chicken. We came over after church. I had a chicken sandwich. And those garlic fries. Still very intrigued about those.
All right, well, how did you feel about them?
I enjoyed them.
The people need to know. I didn't. I just opened the bag and put them on the pan. They were like, I think they were McCain or something.
Okay.
They were rosemary and garlic, I think.
Okay. Didn't really taste that much rosemary. Yeah. I enjoyed them. I did. Am I going to go buy them? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
You know, I would prefer garlic and parmesan.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet they also would be good if they were like thicker cut fries. Mm. You should make like wedge fries.
See, I thought the crispness to softness inside, like the crispy exterior, and I thought that was like supreme for frozen fries.
True for frozen fries,
the crunchy exterior with the soft interior,
soft pillowy interior.
Pillowy. Mm. I wasn't thinking pillowy, but pillowy works. Okay, but have you had any good food at your house? I mean, because you're a new mom now, right?
I am,
and so like you know, you pretty much do takeout every night. I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
You know,
frozen food.
Live on Kraft dinner and ramen noodles,
frozen burritos. Just stick those in the microwave.
No, you don't go that right. And further, I gotta say, man, like our church picked it up this time around because like we normally do that when, you know, mom has a baby or first baby or I don't know, somebody's sick or something. We hook
do
up with the
meal
meals
train.
And I thought they're not gonna do any meals. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic, but they did.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
That
like
was crazy
the person
great.
Who organized it she came and asked me if I was comfortable with that, and I was, because people just like dropped the meals on the porch.
you were like
food.
People are gonna bring me food. Am I comfortable
so
with that?
I
yeah,
don't
I'm
have
comfortable
to
with
make
that.
Food. Yes, but it's exciting because we've trans. And then Joe and I. Oh, sorry, I need to say Joe and I made a bunch of freezer meals that I know I've talked about on the pod.
Also. Also,
you made
I sent
us
over
freezer
a few
meals.
Freezer meals.
Yeah, but we ate those like immediately because those were like the best. We were like delaying
true.
our freezer meals.
All right.
And so we just have like transitioned out of the freezer meals, even though I was just looking at my freezer and I do have some. But I digress.
Okay.
I have started cooking again.
Okay.
So
let's hear about it.
Last night I made some pan fried pork chops because those were on sale at Sobeys.
So did you just pan fried them in some brown butter kind of thing?
I just pan fried them in oil, but this is my thing, my new thing, old thing, whatever. Thanks to you though, is I salt and pepper the chops, I also put a little bit of smoked paprika on them.
Oh,
so that's like that's my thing, because this just a bit of smoked paprika you put on beforehand, it doesn't really like drastically change the flavoring.
But is it paprika or paprika?
It's paprika.
I think it's paprika.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's paprika.
Paprika.
Just razzing it. Okay, so that is, and did you use canola oil or did
no,
you
I used
use olive
oil?
Okay,
I used olive oil.
Okay,
yep.
And that's it.
Yeah, they were great.
Listen,
oh, and
girl,
and I made roasted sweet potatoes.
Listen, can I give you a bit of a tip?
Please do.
Like, put some butter in with the oil.
Okay,
like the oil has a higher smoking point.
Right.
Okay, so the oil is good, but you put a little little butter in there.
Okay,
it doesn't even have to brown, but just put a little butter in there. It will just add a a layer of flavor.
Okay. I like layers of flavor. Yeah, so to add another layer, I would be on board with that.
Okay. And then what did you do with the sweet potatoes?
I just diced them up, oil, salt, and pepper. Stuck them in the oven.
You just roasted them
for
up.
Like 30 minutes. Ugh, they're so good. Joe was actually very impressed with them because they got like a nice crisp on one side, but they were still nice and soft and sweet.
I have never cooked a lot with sweet potatoes. I bought some frozen sweet potatoes once. Very underwhelming. In fact, they were awful.
I've never cooked with frozen sweet potatoes.
Which I think is strange because, like, I mean, frozen vegetables, you buy a bag of peas or a bag of carrots. I mean, they're not as good as fresh carrots, but they're not, like, terrible. But this frozen sweet potato, that was terrible.
What did you do with the frozen sweet potatoes? Did you try to roast? Did you put them
in? I roasted them.
Okay. Yeah. See, I do have a lot of trouble still, even though I've tried lots of things, roasting frozen vegetables. I have never found a way, and maybe there just is no way, to make them as good as roasting fresh vegetables. So you should try them.
What are you having for dinner tomorrow to celebrate? This is a past. This is going to be like,
but
okay.
People know we were.
But we're coming up to like July 1st. What even is July 1st around
Canada
here?
Day.
Oh yeah, Canada Day.
How
right?
How do you not know,
Jaquel,
that?
I pay so little attention to all these holidays all year. I said something to somebody about Wednesday, and they thought I was making a joke because I didn't think. I said, "Do you want to have a call or whatever?" And they thought I was joking. And I was like, "What?" And then I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's holiday." Because I never pay any attention to holidays.
I was gonna say, like, you don't.
I mean, they're usually on Mondays, which is a day off anyway. And furthermore, it's like I'm not taking tomorrow off. I got work to do. It's just like, I don't know.
Well, Joe's taking it off, so we are.
Yeah, well, he's not taking it off. He was giving it off.
Exactly. He has to take it off.
Yeah, he comes into work. There's nothing there. It's crazy. Okay, so what are you doing for Canada Day?
I don't know. We talked about getting garlic fingers because that's what we did last Canada Day.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to barf.
But we'll see. Tonight, I'm going to see if I can convince him to barbecue.
Oh.
I got some nice sausages yesterday. And I need to, so I'm working on making sure I don't waste the fresh vegetables that I get. So I'm going to do something with sweet potatoes tonight. I'm thinking I might make like homemade sweet potato fries, just in the oven. Because I've had pretty good success with them before.
Sure. Why not? Do it.
So what are you making for supper?
You know what? What am I doing to? Oh yeah. So.
Why?
This is funny. This is funny because we hit the grocery store yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so I always got beef. I always have ground beef, I always have pork chops, I always have chicken, and I always have some kind of steak.
Yep.
Either cube steak or steak or steak strips.
Cube steak or steak.
I mean, you know, the best cut of steak is the cut that you have in your freezer or in your fridge. But anyway, Jaquel, I just remembered, and I got bacon. And the thick cut bacon was on sale.
Oh, that's the best.
So I stocked up.
I don't even have any bacon in my house right now.
I just don't know what else to say. I got that bacon on my mind.
So back to
bacon
supper.
On my mind.
Yesterday
bacon
you went to the grocery store.
Yeah, I got stuff and I'm going to make some food. I lost all train of thought. Okay, so here's the thing. We kept out pork chops. I was going to make pork chops tonight. And I was like, meh, I don't feel like pork chops.
Okay.
So we're probably, I'm ashamed to say this. We're probably going to go into the church. We've got some things to do in the church. We'll probably just get a cheeseburger.
Wow. A McDonald's cheeseburger?
Probably, yeah, I don't know.
Hey, no shame in that game. I ate so much McDonald's when I was pregnant.
I don't know. There's definitely a little bit of shame. I'm feeling a little bit of shame. I have a hard time looking you in the eyes to saying that. But hey, you know.
Well, what'd you make for supper last night?
So last night was panini night.
Okay.
Your mom hadn't had a panini. For anybody who needs to know, Diana has a problem. She is addicted to paninis.
It's an obsession.
Obsession?
Passion.
Addiction? Passion. Let's just say she likes paninis.
Her hobby is eating paninis.
So, but we haven't had paninis in probably a few months.
Yeah. Wow. So, that's crazy.
And I made some pretty on point paninis. They were very good because we had some more of that leftover chicken.
That we had for lunch on Sunday. Good.
So I put that in the fry pan, fried it up a bit, got a bit of a char on it, and put some barbecue sauce, and then put it on there with some Swiss cheese, and bam. And we bought what the heck do you call it? Pre-made potato salad.
Okay, yeah.
And I've made my own potato salad before. It's mucho bueno. But we just like, you know what could go good with paninis and potato salad? And man, it was so good.
Was it Costco brand?
No, it was Walmart.
Oh.
It was Reezer's. Okay. R-E-S-E-R. Okay, yeah, yeah. Reezers.
I was just gonna say, is that their like?
I've never seen a Reezers commercial. Okay. I just made it up.
Well, Reezers, you know where to find us.
But it was amazing. And, whoa, what's going on? Sorry, something happened on my computer. I'm so freaked out after our last episode. Something went bonkers. I hope I didn't do anything. Now we're all of a sudden at 10 minutes. Did I do that or did we do that?
Well, I think we might have done that.
Wow. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, and I had a dill pickle on the side.
Oh, man, it was fancy.
It was a great meal.
Wow, it was like just a fancy deli you got going.
Oh, supremo. So that's about all that's going on with me. Oh, your mom's got it in her mind. She wants me to make her beef stroganoff.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you got to break into that Italian
That's not Italian.
Oh, it isn't?
Beef stroganoff's not Italian.
Oh, is that like a very American?
I don't even know what nationality beef stroganoff is.
Mock me.
I don't think it's Italian.
Considering that it just perhaps might be Italian.
Where is beef stroganoff from? Russia!
Okay. Whoa. I mean, that's not that far from Italy.
You learn something new every day. I knew it wasn't Italian. There's no tomato sauce in it, for goodness sake. Okay, so I got like a question for you.
Yes?
How are you sleeping lately?
Better.
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 Oh, so
than
you
I was.
So you were sleeping poorly? What whatever happened, Jaquel?
I was in fact sleeping so horribly that every day, you know, was just kind of a fog of exhaustion. It was lovely. I was very happy, but it was also very difficult.
I don't know. Well, for our listeners, they might not know your previous 22 years of sleep schedule. So, Jaquel has a very strict sleeping schedule.
Well, I'm someone who needs a lot of sleep. Yeah, and
very strict. Yeah, you were like living in our house. You were like 19. You were still in bed every night, like 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
you never stayed up late ever.
It's true.
I'm like, she's 19 and she's home, and I got to be home in bed by 11. I mean, at that time, you're dating. What's that guy's name again? Joe. And he's got to be thinking, like, what is with this
girl?
Though,
I mean, by the time we were like engaged and stuff, his is like self-imposed. He wanted to leave by midnight, which was still like super late because he had to get up at 5. And so I was like happy to stay up until midnight. Now we go to bed at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes. That so happens. I used to get like 9 to 10 hours of sleep every night, and was just, you know, thriving with that life. It was a great life. And then very abruptly,
abruptly. I don't know. I think you did have some warning. Well, like 9 months of warning.
Just to clarify, the switch happened abruptly, though I knew it was going to happen. I got much less sleep because I had a baby, and it's also
funny that happens
because during pregnancy I was like even more tired. And so I was getting, like, sometimes I would sleep, like, 12 hours a night. Yeah. And then I switched to getting about, you know, 4 hours a night at first.
What goes around comes around, girl. Because fun story for all
fun
our
story
listeners.
That I've only heard 1,000 times. Oh, here we go.
Jaquel didn't give her mother and I a night's sleep for a year and a half.
So I just need to say, I grew up hearing that all the time. And what was missing from that were some facts, such as that I had some health problems as a baby.
Did you have
some
tummy
stomach problems? Okay?
Tum-tums?
It's not just because I was a horrible baby. Tum-tums?
Well, I mean, maybe it was a little bit...
Wow, the shade thrown here.
No.
Anyways, the good news is that, you know, Joe and I did try to prepare for this. We took a baby sleep course.
Baby sleep.
And we've been implementing things, and she started sleeping longer stretches. And
you took a baby sleep course, but did you take a baby shark course?
Nope.
Baby
that was a terrible
shark
joke.
Doo,
you know, they're making a
doo,
show about
doo,
that now?
Baby shark. Doo,
which I'm surprised doo, they doo, hadn't
baby
already.
Baby shark. Doo,
they
got to
capitalize
doo,
off of that. Also, do you know Travis got Lucy?
Yeah.
Baby Lucy? It is super cute. It's adorable.
I love it.
It's
did like, you already put it on her?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because it's still like warm. And so we've been putting her just in like a onesie.
The outfit is warm or?
Well, no, the like the temperature is warm. And so the thing he got her is like a sleeper. Mm. And so it's like long sleeve and so I'll probably put it on here when it gets a little bit cooler.
All right.
Anyways,
yeah.
I'm sleeping better because Lucy is sleeping better.
That's
so
great.
She's doing longer stretches. I still am on a really good night and getting like 7 or 8 hours of sleep.
That's insane, Jaquel.
Which is really good.
You're welcome. I had words with Lucy the other day.
I
asked her that if she would just, you know, kind of help out and get some good sleep at home. And she's like,
it.
Gramps, yeah, sure, man. I'll hook you up, man.
How have you been sleeping lately?
Like last night, you know. Could have been better. Yep,
got it. That was very clear.
I mean, I'm old. So, I have to get up at least once or twice at night, and for specific reasons, as you can well imagine. But I don't have a baby waking me up.
True.
So that's really nice. Sometimes a woodpecker wakes me up.
Though I would much rather be woken up by a cute little baby than it's by true. A woodpecker.
Yeah. But the woodpecker's gone away now.
Oh, okay.
So that's good to know.
Great update.
Maybe we should talk about sleep a little bit.
Why don't we?
Because the gospel changes how we think about sleep. Mm-hmm. Just and like it changes everything.
Everybody sleeps. So this is a universal human experience.
Everybody sleeps. That's a song. Everybody sleeps. I don't know what song it is. Yeah, it is a song.
Like with those lyrics?
Yeah, everybody sleeps. Everybody something. Weird. I think it is. Now you've got me questioning myself. But well, let's not worry about songs that have to do with sleep, although that could have been fun. I have no songs about sleep.
Okay.
Sush, little baby, don't you cry. No, that's not sleeping. Why not?
Stay on track.
Okay, so we're going to talk about sleep because, as Jaquel mentioned, everyone sleeps. And Jaquel, why does everyone sleep?
Because God made us to sleep.
He made us sleep, which means that sleep is good.
Yeah.
Very good, in fact.
Very good.
I mean, have you ever... And by you, I don't mean you, Jaquel. But okay. I wonder if our listeners have ever stopped to think about the fact that God designed us to sleep. Mm. That's a pretty crazy thing. Like, we didn't have to sleep.
No.
Like, he could have made us so that we're awake all the time.
Right.
But not even the physical elements of it. Like, he created us so that basically our brain is designed to shut down for 8 hours. Some amount of hours. Yeah. We'll get to that later. But that.
Yeah, like you won't survive if you don't sleep. And it just reminds me sometimes of the way we talk about food, that like God could have created us to not eat. Like God could have created us or to just exist off this like gray mush substance. Right. Yeah. But he didn't.
Gruel.
He created all these delicious, wonderful foods. And in the same way, he created us to need sleep, and sleep is a gift. Like, but it's good.
Like, how did that go in the garden? Yeah. They're like all of a sudden, you know, Adam and Eve, like they're chatting and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden, like, then they wake up late and like, whoa, what just happened to the last 8 hours? Like, that's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what was sleep like for Adam and Eve the first time they went to sleep?
Though it's interesting because if you think about it, like, God created us to rest. Yeah. Like, rest is a good, noble thing. And he created our bodies to physically force us to do this rest. But it would have... So, like, we were created also to work. So I think this is where when you put in a good, hard day's work and you go to bed at night and you're, like, physically tired, that's a good feeling. Like, the feeling of just, going to sleep after you've worked hard, you know that your work, like, went well, all of these things, and now you just, like, can go and sleep in peace. Like,
Now, like, a quick question for you. I know that back in the day, you would often go to sleep listening to, like, a baseball game.
Yeah.
What about now? Like, now that you sleep with somebody else, do you still listen to something when you go to sleep? Or?
So, before the baby, usually, because he's, like, this heaviest sleeper
ever. Because he's asleep anyway.
And doesn't care at all.
Okay.
And so, usually, I would listen to either scripture or sports radio or whatever. But now we have a very loud sound machine that plays for the baby.
Oh, and you use that every... And it is loud. It sounds like a 747 coming in.
Yeah, we use it every single night.
Really?
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
And, I find it helpful. So I go to sleep to the sound machine.
I'm a big Miami sound machine.
What?
You've never heard of Miami
sound
machine?
Is that a band?
Yeah, never mind. sorry. I digress. So you use the sound machine.
Yes.
We're also big fans of the sound. We had this air purifier that I don't really know if it purified the air, but it made a loud noise and we loved it, and now we got the air conditioner.
Oh yeah,
going.
We have that too, yeah.
So I love the background noise. And now with the sound machine, you go to, like, how is your going to sleep now?
So it's hard to really tell what is the sound machine and what is me still just being very tired from getting less sleep than I had before. So
you're
fall
going to sleep quick.
Pretty fast.
Okay, yeah. It probably circumstances. But anyway, something to think about, that we were designed to sleep. Like, this is the way that God made us.
Right.
I didn't even look up, but there must be, I wonder how long, the longest somebody has gone without sleep. I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but I think I mentioned to you before, like in situations of torture, like they will use
to keep you awake. Sleep.
Yeah. And it is crazy, like what it does to your body physically, what it does. I mean, everybody, like what it does to you mentally, emotionally, all these things.
Okay. So we're going. We're talking about sleep created as good to lack of sleep being used for torture. This is going all over the place. But the point is that God created us to sleep. Sleep is good, which means that as Christians, we can't just be neutral on the matter of sleep.
Yeah.
How we think about sleep and furthermore, like how much sleep we do or do not get is influenced by the gospel. So it means that however much sleep we seek to get, we need to seek to honor God in that. And so I would say there's basically two directions that we can take. Either we can like sleep too much and it can become an idol, right? And we're clearly told in scripture to flee from idolatry. But also we could be not focused enough on sleep and not getting enough sleep. Yeah. And then that would be a violation of the command to make the best use of our time.
Right.
Because when we don't get enough sleep, we don't function as well as you have learned.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, you've seen this really hardcore this last month, right? Mm-hmm. And you hadn't really... Now, I think you said before that, you know, from time to time, if you're traveling or something, you'd get a terrible night's sleep or a couple of terrible night's sleep. You know, say you're in a context where it's hard to sleep or whatever. But then all of a sudden, you can catch up.
Right.
But now, you don't ever like get to catch up.
From behind.
And you see that you don't function as well. So, not getting enough sleep would, you know, so getting too much sleep could be idolatry, but not getting enough sleep could be an unwise usage of your time.
Yeah, and another thing I was thinking is if you are actively choosing to not get enough sleep, that also could be a way that you're not loving others well, because you know that you are going to maybe be tempted to be more snappy, more bitter, more ungrateful, more unkind to others.
Yeah.
And so these are just things that I think we don't think about enough, that our sleep influences a lot of things. It even influences, you know, maybe our temptations to sin. And if you have control over it, then we should be mindful of how we can use this thing that God created us for to try to live a more holy life, to pursue holiness.
Yeah, you should be attempting you should be pursuing getting an appropriate amount of sleep for you at a given time, which leads to the next thing, which is, you know, what is the right amount of sleep? And it's like, I don't think, I mean, I'm sure science has some ideal amount.
I think the experts say that the kind of the minimum like every adult needs is like at least 6 hours a night.
Oh, is that what they say?
I think like 6 to 8 is
I was going to say probably 8.
Yeah.
Okay. But like I also want to say like our bodies are designed are differently.
Right.
Like they're basically the design is the same, but we all are different, right? So while one person might need 12 hours of sleep, someone else might only need 5.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember, and this is a good example. I remember my dad, he didn't need that much sleep.
Yeah.
He would and now part of it may have been conditioning, but the fact of the matter is that he worked like a dog to support his family, which meant that he basically, you know, got home, took care, you know, interacted with the family, didn't just come home and go to bed.
Yeah.
And it was up till about 10:30 and then was up at like, I don't know, like 3:30 in the morning to get to work again.
Yeah.
So I mean the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of contingencies, a lot of things that will contribute to how you determine what is the right amount of sleep for you.
Yeah.
And furthermore, I mean, you don't always get the amount of sleep that you want. Mm. But I will say this. I think each individual needs to seek wisdom from God to know what is the right amount of sleep for them.
I agree.
Because like I they can do studies and you know, I started reading a book on sleep. I never finished it, but I fell asleep. No, I didn't. But I will say this. I don't want to sit here and say to somebody, oh, this is how much sleep you should get. Some people can survive off 4 or 5 hours a night. Some people need 10 hours a night and then everything in between.
Right.
But the reality is that you should be seeking to discern what is the right amount of sleep for you based on stage in life also.
Yeah.
Right. So like for a young person, like it's funny, like you think about it so often, young people, teenagers, they like sleep so much and it's like, that's when you have the most energy.
Yeah. Though also depending on their kind of development, teenagers do need more sleep usually depending on where they're at, because of their bodies. like the stage of their growth?
Because it's interesting. Like when you're young, you have the most energy. But I find that the older I get, the less sleep I need.
Hmm.
Like I generally, I mean, I probably average 6 to 8 a night.
Okay.
You know, probably yeah. 6 to 8. And that's kind of, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. I mean, the bottom line is it's up to you to discern what is the right amount of sleep for you. If you told me I only need an hour a night, I'm probably going to tell you you're lying. But, you know, besides that. Now, moving on. Now, so let's address if you're having trouble sleeping,
mm-hmm.
right? So sometimes, are you opening your Bible? Atta girl. Sometimes if we're having trouble sleeping, and I'm going to make very clear in the next point, not all the time, but sometimes a lack of sleep could be as a result of a lack of trust in God.
Mm-hmm. So in Psalm 4, which was written by David, David says in verse 8, I will both lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, Lord, make me live in safety.
Right. So it didn't matter the circumstances that were going on around him. He clearly trusted in God and whatever God had determined for his life. And so he was just going to close his eyes and go to sleep.
Yeah. And he connected specifically being able to go to sleep with trusting in God.
Now, it also may not be a lack of trust in God. Like, for example, if you have a baby,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're not going to get enough sleep. Sometimes we get put on certain kinds of medication that right. messes with our sleep.
Yeah.
Sometimes people have different kinds of illnesses,
yeah.
you know, that result in less sleep. Obviously, say you've got a stuffy nose or whatever,
yeah.
and that's going to, you know, wake you up at night. You're going
right.
to, you know, or all kinds of other things.
Or even people who struggle with, like, clinical insomnia. Like, sure. that is a thing, and that is incredibly difficult. Like,
yeah. And I mean, like, how discouraging would it be to hear, oh, well, you're just not trusting
exactly.
in God.
So it's not what we're saying.
It might be a lack of trust in God, but it also could be for a lot of other reasons, which means that if in the providence of God, he has ordained for you to get less sleep for whatever reason. Like, for example, with Jaquel, she just had a baby and it made entire, there was no question within God's sovereignty. He had ordained for her to get less sleep.
Right.
The point in all this is if due to the providence of God, we get less sleep due to certain circumstances,
mm-hmm.
lack of sleep is not an excuse for sin.
Right.
And that's a toughie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, that's a toughie because we all know what it's like to have not got enough sleep and somebody says something and you bite their head off.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's just like, okay, no. Oh yeah, but I didn't get much sleep last night.
Right.
Too bad.
I know, using that excuse as being like, I'm sorry, I'm just like so tired.
Yeah.
It is such one of those respectable sins. And it's
yeah.
like, oh, okay, that we think that just because, you know, we are super tired, that it yeah. is a legitimate excuse to sin. And this is where it's like, yes, that is it. Not yes. Yes,
no.
That not having enough sleep is very difficult.
Yep.
And might, again, depending on what your circumstances are, might even be a form of suffering that
yep.
you're going through.
Sure.
But that never gives us an excuse to sin.
No, it's as though you're saying that the Bible says there's no circumstance that God will not give you a way out from temptation,
mm-hmm.
except when you didn't get sleep,
right.
get enough sleep. And it's like scripture does not say that. So that's just one to be careful of.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure one that you've wrestled mm-hmm. with, Lindy. It's one that Mom and I wrestled with,
yeah.
you know, I mean, joking aside, you know, when you weren't sleeping that well, that was one of the biggest stresses on. And again, I'm
yeah.
not, it was very stressful because a lack of sleep really
yeah.
does mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it just means, I don't know, do you need to be extra on guard against temptation and sin? I mean, I guess it just emphasizes that we always need to be really on guard. But when you haven't got a lot of sleep,
mm-hmm.
you've got to have that extra kind of reminder there that, oh yeah.
Right.
These are the, and I think that we can all think of sins we struggle with when we lack sleep. I mean, patience is going to be one of
yeah.
them, you know, maybe bitterness and other things like that. Our guard is just going to be down.
Yeah.
And
so we just need to be self-aware
yeah.
that this is a time that we're going to be more susceptible to sin.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I think about sleep, I think if somebody says, you know, like how as a Christian should I think about sleep? I think that number one, we should enjoy sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I think some people are like, you know, it's kind of like, well, sleep gets in the way of my productivity. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, oh, I guess I have to sleep. So I'm just going to go to sleep. It's like, no way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should just, when you put your head on the pillow, you should,
That's a gift from God.
You know, it truly is. So we should enjoy sleep, but we should be careful, as I said, not to love sleep too much. You still got your Bible open there. I want to hear. I want to hear Proverbs. If you would read Proverbs 20, verse 13, yeah. I will. I'll get the other one going here if I can. Okay. But I think Proverbs 20:13 it deals with the issue of sleep being idolatry and yeah. Again it addresses the sleep the issue of sleep.
Okay, so Proverbs 20:13 says, "Don't love sleep or you will become poor. Open your eyes and you'll have enough to eat." So this is really addressing, you know, the person who is on the more lazy side, that like sleep becomes an indulgence. I was actually thinking that wanting too much sleep could be a form of gluttony. Like, that's another sin, like excess of what you need.
Yeah. I mean, specifically laziness is what it is. Yeah. So we should enjoy sleep. Be careful not to love it too much. And also, when you put your head on the pillow at night and when you wake up in the morning, let it be a reminder to you of God's sovereignty. Like, that he never slumbers nor sleeps. In Psalm 121, verse 3, it says, "He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Like, you know, sleep is a crazy thing in one respect, because you put your head down, you close your eyes, and then 6-7 hours later, you wake up and you're still breathing, and God has kept you through the entire night. Like, God never, his sovereignty never takes a break.
Right.
He's always watching over you. He's always caring for you. He's always in control of all things. He never sleeps. And that should be a great comfort to us.
Yeah. A random thing. Do you know, when I was a kid, I hated the thought of being the last one up, being awake. And so sometimes when I was like,
I was like that as a kid too.
When I was a preteen and I'd like wake up in the middle of the night and I'd just feel like a little bit anxious because I was the only one up, I would think about this sometimes and the fact that like God is actually awake right now. And so I'm not like awake by myself because God never sleeps. And that, I mean, whether it's the middle of the night, just when you're thinking about what's going on in the world, the fact that God never slumbers or sleeps should be comforting to us all the time.
There you go. All right, Chikel. Well, hopefully you'll get some good sleep tonight.
Hopefully. I got good sleep last night, here's hoping.
Hopefully this has been helpful to our listeners to think about sleep, something that we just might not think the gospel changes, but it does.
It does.
It changes everything.
Everything.
Right? Even it changes how you find us online.
Oh,
I don't
transition.
Know. I got nothing. Just tell people where to find.
Okay, you can go to our website, ageofminority.com, email us at Jaquel or Sean at ageofminority.com, find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or head over to iTunes to leave us that honest 5-star rating and review.
Right, and be prepared for minimal to massive changes upcoming, right?
Exactly.
They could be meh, and they could be wow.
Big or small changes coming soon.
But some changes could be coming.
Definitely.
It's possible.
Maybe.
So keep your ear open. Possibly, yes. All right, but until next week.
This has been Age of Minority.